Proclamation number 0866 of 16th of April, 1939. Sunday Sermon. Deity. Natural power. Knowledge and faith. Blessed are those who seek my love. To them I will reveal myself. Thus says the Lord, and at all times lets his voice resound audibly to people for the salvation of their souls. And those who pay attention to his voice will draw living water as often as they desire it, and in the hour of adversity and tribulation they will be strengthened bodily and spiritually through the love of the Heavenly Father. And so the Lord always and at all times gives you his grace and does not allow anyone who trusts in him to be without help. He knows all hardships and he knows the hearts of the suffering. He will refresh them according to their worthiness. He will not abandon his own and will always dwell near them. He will let the sun shine upon the righteous and the unrighteous. And he will also make his word accessible to all people on earth. Yet the blessing of his word will only be felt by those who accept it in faith and love for the Lord, who humbly plead with him for his mercy, who confess their weakness to him and ask for strength, who long for him with all love and commend themselves to his goodness and mercy. Divine love is close to them and is their constant shelter and protection, and his children will never ever be abandoned, for he knows them and lovingly guides their fate so that they can find the path to their eternal home and one day enter into the Father's house. In fullest unity all good spiritual forces pursue only one aim, to lead all spiritual imperfection towards perfection, and it is therefore they are eager striving to first inform them of God's omnipotence, love and goodness and of the destiny of the earth being and its relationship to the Creator. Only when the earthly being has understood this, can the work of a slow transformation of materialistic thinking begin. And therefore faith in a deity must first be awakened in the human being in order to be able to build on it, for where faith is lacking all teaching which points to eternity is invalid and given to people in vain. Those who have faith recognize an eternal deity as a power in direct contact with the human being, to whose will they are completely subject. And this faith is the first condition for all further striving. Anyone who understands the deity to be a force of nature which certainly expresses itself in unchanged lawfulness, which thus also caused the human being to come into being but does not determine his fate and activity, cannot be influenced by his thoughts in such a way that he shapes his life with a view to eternity, to his life after bodily death. And that is why the spiritual world of the beyond is first of all responsible for instructing the human being in the right faith, and this requires unbelievable effort and patience at a time when humanity has worked out a teaching for itself which seeks to make everything that the whole of creation contains understandable in a purely natural way. An overzealous scientific research is the death of faith. People think they know and therefore no longer need faith. But they believe they have fathomed everything through science and therefore have the wrong faith. For this faith is of no use but only confuses all human thinking, whereas pure, childlike faith in an eternal creator as the controller of everything in existence also introduces people to knowledge and does not leave them in error. The more close to God the human being endeavors to remain on earth, the brighter he will also look at creation, and profound faith only gives him confirmation of what he recognizes as truth, for he is offered evidence of a different kind than human science can provide. evidences which only strengthen faith but appear little tangible to the one whose faith is still weak. Profound faith is the first condition, and only then can the human being work on himself in order to attain the highest perfection. Amen.